Time now on our pregame show to visit with Tom Ceratori, the head coach of the Beavers. Tom, after a great first half of the season, you're 0-3-1 here in the quote-unquote second half. Still too early to panic, but this is an important weekend, isn't it?
They're all important, though. So, I mean, this is as important as it was when we played them in Marquette. They're all important.
Mitchell Martin scored on the power play last Saturday, snapped a bit of a scoring drought for him. How can one goal really turn a guy around?
Well, I don't know if it can. I mean, I'm not just using Martin, but I mean, I guess it can and it can't. Who knows? I mean, you got to make your own luck, too. I mean, that's the biggest thing. You got to make your own luck. And this game can be cruel sometimes. And, Mitch obviously was grinding and he found the net and it was a nice little power play goal. And, yeah, you just hope that, you know, things carry over. And that's for everybody. That's for everybody. It's just, I don't want to just typically use the confidence thing because, again, the guys got to make their own confidence. I can't give them confidence. You can't give them confidence. Nobody can. But, you know, when they do score, I think the biggest thing is that, you know what, you want them to get the confidence from the standpoint of they're going to simplify their game because sometimes when you keep it simple, you're going to have better luck and better fortune.
He came out of the chute so hot. For lack of a better term, did you notice teams defending him differently, you know, back in late October and November?
No, not really. I mean, I don't see those things. And we don't really defend guys differently. Even, you know what, marquee players who are all league players, we don't really defend differently. So I don't think so because it's five-man units out there. So, the only thing you try to do, you know, occasionally, but you want to make sure that you don't, you know, sit there and put guys at a different stratosphere because there are so many guys are the same. And the bottom line is you just got to collectively play good as a group. But if you're playing against a really high-end marquee guy, we'll say like Vanderbeck tonight, no, you might have to attack him a little more and take away time and space a little quicker. But conversely, you just want to play your game. And I think that's everybody else too. So I don't think teams really, you know, earmark anybody.
You lost Adam Flamang in the game on Saturday. Just logistically, in the middle of a game like that, are you going to double shift one guy or maybe two guys, or are you just going to have a flat-out rotation for the rest of the game just trying to fill that spot?
Yeah, right. We did a rotation at game, Schultz. There's a few guys that probably got a little more ice in that rotation, but a lot of it is I'm on the bench. I'm looking down the bench. You know, who hasn't played maybe in three shifts? Who isn't tired? Who isn't fatigued? Who's not breathing hard? I mean, I look at all that stuff, and if a guy's – hey, a guy might have just came off, and he's looking good, and he's feeling good. Hey, how are you doing? Good, good. You're going to go out next. I mean, I have no problem doing that, too, and that's just a feel situation.
Do different positions alter that kind of process?
No, I don't think so. I think it's probably different shifts and what you're doing in that particular shift. Are you reloading? Are you in the defensive zone? You know, are you attacking hard? You know, so I mean, how many seconds have you been out there? I think there's a lot of things that play into it, Schultze.
Adam's been playing so well. Has your confidence level in him risen as he's just stacked game after game after game?
100%. He's actually a player that we probably have as much trust in right now than anybody on our team just because we just know he's always around the puck. He adds a physical element to his game. He's got great hockey sense. He's really comfortable out there. And the game has slowed down for him tremendously, and it's just too bad that he had that injury.
After the quote-unquote inconclusive high stick goal on Friday, it would be natural for Matias to maybe be a little tentative playing the puck the rest of the weekend. I didn't see that one bit. Now, every goalie is going to be different, you know, and how they respond to giving
right.
up a goal or anything, in certainly a situation like that. But what is about him that gets him so even keel and right back on the horse?
Well, I think you hit it. He's pretty even keel. He doesn't get too stressed out. He's got a really good demeanor for a goaltender because I don't think he brings it home with him.
More with Coach Ceratori when we come back. Our Budweiser pregame show continues right here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part two with head coach Tom Ceratori. You get Ross Armour back, his first game in 2023, Tom. With a lower body injury, how has he been able to keep his stamina and his shape
it's just you got to make sure, again, you train hard. That's probably the biggest thing. And he's in the training room. I mean, he's rehabbing hard. He's doing the right thing during rehab. He's been on the ice for about 3 weeks. It just depends on, you know, how much you're doing and how much contact is he having and how many, you know, and how long Eric wants him to go. But he's fine right now. He looks really good.
The hope is certainly that he's going to stabilize the center position for you and hopefully help in the faceoff dot. But, how does the middle of the rink just have such a trickle-down effect. When you lose one of those centers, it's a lot of different puzzle pieces that need to move, and when they come back, it just makes things so much better.
Well, it does. It kind of actually it helps your slotting and all the other areas, too, and in the other lines. So he just brings a lot of stability. Then you lose a guy like Adam, then, you know, you lose a little bit of that balance. But injuries are all part of everything, Schultz. Everybody goes through it. So, you know, sometimes it's easy to whine about our injuries, but everybody else can whine, too. So it's just part of it. But it's good to have your centerman back. You want to be strong up the middle, as strong as you possibly can up the middle.
You mentioned A.J. Vanderbeck for Northern. He's got 25 points. He leads the country. He's got 100 shots on goal. What is it about him that makes him click?
His stick. He's just got, I mean, he's dangerous. And again, like I told you, I shouldn't say